Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 5th, 1951, Mr. Basil L. Q. Enriquez, Vice Chairman of the National Association of Boys Club of England, expressed concern that children's legislation was lagging some 50 years behind similar legislation in England. Mr. Enriquez, who was visiting the island as a lecturer for the British Council and paying courtesy calls to various youth clubs and organizations, was speaking to the Barbados Advocate. He traced the advancement of the juvenile courts in England since 1908, whose main objective was for juveniles to have their own court separate from adult offenders. Further developments led to the 1933 Children and Young Persons Act, followed by the Criminal Justice Act and the Children's Act of 1948, respectively. Cases involving juveniles, which comprise all children under the age of 17 years, were dissected into four groups: those that break the law, those who were delinquent and commit truancy, uncontrollable children, and the most difficult and important, those who need care and protection arising out of illicit sexual activity. Against this backdrop, he was of the firm belief that children who are active members in volunteer organizations seldom found the time to be engaged in mischief that would land them before the court. He felt that it was very myopic to fail to see the importance of providing funding to youth clubs and organizations and providing adequate leadership for such groups. Notwithstanding, he was thrilled to see the excellent work being done at the Police Boys Club in Bay Street and remarked that it was a wonderful experience to find the club so splendidly organized and run with such enthusiasm and understanding. It was noted on this day that Mr. Enriquez was looking forward to seeing more of the work of the youth that was being done in the island. The Boys Club had been opened the previous year in August 1950, an initiative of Police Commissioner Captain Rayson to build character in boys ages 9 to 19. Now, 75 years later, the club, renamed the Police Boys and Girls Club, still stands in its original place on Bay Street.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.